Chamishin. Vayehi, and it was Bashana Hashenis in the second year, Bachodesh Hasheni, in the second month, in the month of Iyar, Be'esrim Bachodesh, on the 20th day of the month. It was on the 20th day of Iyar. Na'le ha'onon me'al Mishkan Ha'edus. The Onon departed from on top of the Mishkan Ha'edus. Vayisu v'nei Yisrael l'maseihem. And the Yidden traveled according to their traveling, which means according to the order that Hashem commanded them who should be on which side of the Mishkan. Midbar Sinai, they traveled from Midbar Sinai. Vayishkan ha'onon b'midbar Paran. And the Onon rested in Midbar Paran. And as Rashi explains, more specifically, in Kivras HaTaiva, which was in Midbar Paran. Vayisu b'rishona al-pi Hashem b'yad Moshe. And they traveled for the first time through the word of Hashem through Moshe, which means through the Onon forming like a beam on top of Shevet Yehuda, and through Moshe saying, Kumo Hashem and Shuvo Hashem. We see from here that the Yidden camped by Har Sinai for almost a year, because they came to Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, as Rashi says in Parshas Yisro, and now they are traveling away from Har Sinai the next year, Chaf Iyar, the 20th day of Iyar, which is 10 days less than a year. Vayisa Degel Machane Vnei Yehuda, Borishoina. And the division of the camp of Yehuda traveled first, Litziv Oysam, according to their troops, Va'al Tzivoi, and the one over their troops, their Nasi was Nachshon ben Aminadov. Va'al Tzivoi Mate b'nei Yisachar, and the one over the troops of Yisachar was Nesanel ben Tzur. Va'al Tzivoi Mate b'nei Zevulun, Eliyav ben Chelon. And the one over the troops of Zevulun was Eliyav ben Chelon. The Pasuk is telling us that when the Amud Ha'onon appeared like a beam over Degel Machane Yehuda, it was time for Degel Machane Yehuda to prepare to travel. And Degel Machane Yehuda was comprised of Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zevulun. And the Ramban asks, why does the Pasuk have to repeat the Nasi of each Shevet after stating it already in Parshas Bamidbar? And he answers, because you might think that the only time that these Nasiim were leaders over Klal Yisrael, over each Shevet, was only when they were in one place and stationary. However, at the time of travel, they had somebody else who was leading the Shevet. Therefore, the Pasuk must tell us that these Nasiim were the leaders even at the time of the traveling. And that is why the Pasuk repeats it again over here. And the Pasuk continues that as Degel Machane Yehuda was preparing to travel, the Kohanim would enter the Mishkan and cover all the Kelim, like the Pasuk says at the end of Parshas Bamidbar. V'hurat HaMishkan, and then the Bnei Gershon and the Bnei Merari would take apart the Mishkan. V'nosu Bnei Gershon uVnei Merari noisei HaMishkan. And then the Bnei Gershon and the Bnei Merari would travel. They were the ones who were carrying the Mishkan, the Kroshim, and the Urias. The way the Mizrahi learns in Rashi is that the Bnei Gershon and the Bnei Merari actually traveled before Degel Machane Yehuda. And as Degel Machane Yehuda was preparing to travel, the Kohanim would enter the Mishkan and cover the Kelim. The Bnei Gershon and the Bnei Merari would take apart the Mishkan and actually carry it and start to travel ahead of Degel Machane Yehuda. And then V'nosa Degel Machane Reuven L'tzivoysam. After Degel Machane Yehuda, Degel Machane Reuven would travel according to their troops. V'al Tzivoy Elitzur Ben Shudeor. Their Nasi was Elitzur ben Shedeor. V'al Tzivo Mate b'nei Shimon Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shadoi. The Nasi of Shimon was Shlumiel ben Tzuri Shadoi. V'al Tzivo Mate b'nei Gad El Yosef ben Deuel. The Nasi of Shevet Gad was El Yosef ben Deuel. So after Degel Machane Yehuda traveled, Degel Machane Reuven traveled after them, and Degel Machane Reuven was comprised of Reuven, Shimon, and Gad. V'nosu HaKohosin. And then the family of Kohos would travel. Noisei HaMikdosh. They were the ones who carried the Devarim HaMikudashim, the holy vessels of the Mishkan, the Oron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbechos. They kimu es HaMishkan ad Boyom. And they, referring to the Bnei Gershon and the Bnei Merari, would erect the Mishkan ad Boyom before they came, which means before the Bnei Kohos came. And Rashi explains that the Bnei Gershon and Bnei Merari were two camps ahead of the Bnei Kohos, because since the Bnei Gershon and the Bnei Merari traveled ahead of Degel Machane Yehuda, so then came Yehuda, and then Reuven, and then first the Kohosim. So there were two camps ahead. So by the time Kohos came, Bnei Gershon and Bnei Merari were able to erect the Mishkan before Kohos came. Ve'kimu es HaMishkan ad Bayom. The Bnei Gershon and the Bnei Merari were able to erect the Mishkan before the Bnei Kohos came, And the Bnei Kohath were able to put the Kelim directly into the Mishkan. V'noso degel machan evnei Ephraim l'tzevoisam. Then traveled the division of the camp of Bnei Ephraim according to their troops. V'al tzevo'oi Elishama ben Amihud. And their nasi was Elishama ben Amihud. V'al tzevo'o mate bnei Menashe Gamliel ben Pedotzer. The nasi of Menashe was Gamliel ben Pedotzer. V'al tzevo'o mate bnei Binyamin Avidon ben Gidoini. And the nasi of Shevet Binyamin was Avidon ben Gidoini. So the ones who traveled after the Kohathim were the Degel Machan Ephraim, who were comprised of Ephraim, Menashe, and Binyamin. Vinosa, and then traveled Degel Machan Evnei Don, the division of the camp of Don. Ma'asef l'chol ha'machnois. They were the ones who were the gatherers of all the camps, which means that since they traveled at the end of the line, therefore, if anybody in the camps that were ahead of them would lose something, they were the ones who would find it and pick it up. They were the ma'asev l'chol ha'machanos, the gatherers of all the camps. L'tzevoisem according to their troops. V'altzevoi Achiezer ben Amishadoi, and the one over their troops was Achiezer ben Amishadoi. V'altzevoi mate ben Asher Pagiel ben Achron. The nasi of Shevet Asher was Pagiel ben Achron. V'altzevoi mate ben Naftoli Achira ben Enon. And the nasi of Shevet Naftoli was Achira ben Enon. So we see that the last machne to travel was Degel Machne Don, who were comprised of Don, Asher, and Naphtali. The Pasuk said earlier that Don was Ma'asef L'chol HaMachnos, the ones who would find all the lost items. Now this is very good, according to the Manda Omar that says, Kikara Hoyo Noisim, that they would travel in the form of a straight line like a beam. So then Don was all the way in the back, and if anybody in the front would lose something, Don would be able to return it. However, if you learn like the Manda Omar who says, Kiteva Hoyu Mahalchim, that they traveled in a box formation, so Shevet Dun was on the side, on the north side. So how were they able to return the items of the people that were in the middle and also to the other side on the south side? They weren't really next to these people. Therefore, Rashi explains that since Dun was Merubah Bochlosen, they had a large population, they totaled 62,700. So therefore, not only did they cover the area of the north side, but also their overflow would also take them behind the middle of the Machane, and also behind Degel Machane Reuven, who were camped on the south side of the Machane. Therefore, even according to the Mandama, who says, Kiteva Hoyo Mahalchim, it was possible for them to be the Ma'asef L'chol HaMachanos. Eile Ma'asef V'nei Yisrael L'tzevoisam. These are the orders of the B'nai Yisrael's travels according to their troops, which means the order of who was first and who was last. Vayisou, and they traveled on that day. You might have thought that since it was a whole procedure to travel, because each Shevet had to prepare to travel, and the Levium had to take apart the Mishkan and carry the Mishkan, so you might think that from the time that they were commanded to travel, it took a few days. Therefore the Pasuk says, Vayisou, and they traveled, and Rashi says, Vayomahu. They traveled on the day that they were commanded to travel. We just explained the Psukim according to the Mizrahi's Pshat in Rashi, where B'nai Gershon and B'nai Merori traveled ahead of Degel Machane Yehuda, and then came Yehuda, and then Degel Machane Reuven, and then first the Kohathim, who were two camps away from the B'nai Gershon and B'nai Merori, and they were able to put the Kelim in the Mishkan, because the Mishkan was already erected by the time the B'nai Kohath came. However, there are difficulties with this Pshat, which lead other Mefarshim to explain differently in Rashi. One kasha is that it is a bit odd that the B'nai Gershon and B'nai Merori would be traveling ahead of Degel Machane Yehuda, and they would have to look back to see when to travel and when to stop, because the simon of when to start traveling, which was the Onan becoming in a shape of a Kara Abim, and the simon to stop traveling, which was the Onan forming in the shape of a Sukkah, was behind them by Degel Machane Yehuda, which means they would be traveling ahead and would have to look back if they went too far, if it was time to stop. That is a little bit difficult to say. And also the Maskil of David asks on this pshat from the Psukim and the Rashi in Parshas Bamidbar. Because if you look in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yudayin, when it also speaks over there concerning the travels, it says, V'nosa oil moed machene halavim b'secha machanois. In the middle of the machanois traveled the camp of the Levim, the oil moed. Now the oil moed is referring to the beams and the coverings of the Mishkan, and that was carried by B'nai Gershon and B'nai Merori, And the pasuk seems to say that the Oyel Moed traveled b'seich ha-machanos, in the middle of the machanos, which is mashma that they did not travel ahead of Dega Machane Yehuda. Secondly, if you look in Perek Beis pasuk Yud, Rashi divra amaschel rishoni yiso, Rashi says halavim v'ha'agolos ba'emtza, the levim and the wagons traveled in the middle. Now the wagons were used by the Bnei Gershon and Bnei Merari to carry the coverings of the Mishkan and the beams of the Mishkan. And Rashi says that the Agolis traveled ba'emsa, in the middle. So this seems not to be like we just said, that Bnei Gershon and Bnei Merari traveled first. And because of these kashas, some Mefarshim learned that the Bnei Gershon and Bnei Merari actually traveled in the middle. And they have to work out with their pshat how to fit in what Rashi says, that the Bnei Gershon and Bnei Merari traveled two machanos, two camps ahead of the Bnei Kohos. The Ayin B'Sefer Maskela David and the Lavush, who discuss other pshatim in Rashi. Zok Rashi Posuk Yud Aleph, B'Chodesh Hasheni, in the second month, Nimseis Ata Omer, it comes out that we are saying, Shneim Oso Chodesh Chosu Yud Yomim Oso B'Chorev, that they were in Chorev at Har Sinai for 1 year less 10 days. Sharei B'Rosh Chodesh Sivan Chanusham, because they came to Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, as Rashi says in Parashas Yisroel. And they did not travel until the 20th day of Iyar the next year. So it comes out from Sivan until the 20th day of Iyar is 1 year less 10 days. Lemaseim, according to their travels, Kemishpat HaMefurish Lemase Degleim, according to the laws that are explained how they should travel, Mi Rishon Umi Achorin, who was first and who was last. B'Midbar Paron, they camped in Midbar Paron, Kivrois HaTavo B'Midbar Paron Hoya. The place called Kivras HaTaiva was in Midbar Paran. Midbar Paran was a big desert, and in Midbar Paran there was a place called Kivras HaTaiva, Visham Chanu Mimasazeh, and that is where they camped from this travel. Because if you look further in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Hey, it says, Mikivras HaTaiva Nosu Om Chatzeres, from this last place where they camped, which was called Kivras HaTaiva, they traveled to Chatzeres. How can the Pasuk say Kivras HaTaiva if the Pasuk says that they came to Midbar Paran? It must be that Kivros HaTaiva is a place in Midbar Paran. And this is where they camped from this traveling. Zokt Rashi, Vehurat HaMishkan, and they would take apart the Mishkan, Kivin Shenoisea Degel Yehuda, once the Degel of Yehuda would prepare to travel, Nichnesu Aaron Uvanov, Aaron and his children would enter the Mishkan, Uparkus HaParoiches, and they would take off the Paroiches, Vechisu Basa Aaron, and cover the Aaron with the Paroiches. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says at the end of Parshas Bamidbar, Uvo Aaron Uvonov bin Tzayah HaMachaneh, that Aaron and his children would enter the Mishkan when the Machaneh would travel and cover all the Kalim. Uvnei Gershon Uvnei Merari Parkin HaMishkan, and the Bnei Gershon and Bnei Merari would then take apart the Mishkan, V'toyanin Oisei Ba'agolos, and load it onto wagons, V'ha'orin Uklei HaKodesh, and the Oroin and the rest of the Kalim, Shalmasa Bnei Kohos, which were the carryings of the family of Kohos, they would stand there covered, and some of them would be on poles, until the camp, the division of Reuven, would travel. After Degel Machane Reuven, the family of Kohos would travel with the Caleb. Noisei Amigdosh, the family of Kohos were the Noisei Amigdosh, Noisei Dvarim Hamkudoshim, the ones who carried the holy vessels. Vekimu Es Hamishkan, Bnei Gershon Ubnei Merari, the Bnei Gersh and Bnei Merari, Shehoyu Koidmim Lohem Masa Shnei Degolim, that were ahead of Bnei Kohos by two camps. Hoyu Mekimim Es HaMishkan, they would erect the Mishkan, Kishehoyu HaOnon Shoichen, when the Onon would rest, V'Simen HaChaniya Nira B'Degel Machane Yehuda, and the sign when they should stop and when they should camp was apparent in Degel Machane Yehuda, V'Heim Choynim, and then they would stop. And the family of Kohos would still be coming behind them with the last two Degolim, the Degel of Ephraim and the Degel of Dan. During that time, the Bnei Gershon and Bnei Merari would erect the Mishkan. And when the Bnei Kohos would come, they would find the Mishkan all set up in its place. And then they would be able to place inside of the Mishkan all the Kalim, the Aron, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbechos. And this is what the Pasuk means. Vehekimu mekime hamishkan oisai, and the erectors of the Mishkan would erect the Mishkan at terem boyam shel b'nei kahos, before the family of kahos would come. Zot Rashi ma'asev l'chol ha-machanois, done was the ma'asev, the gatherer for all the camps. Talmud Yushalmi, the Yushalmi says, l'fi shahir shiftet shel don meruba b'chlusin, since Shevet Don had a large population, 62,700, hayo nesea b'charoina, they would travel last. L'chol mi shahir ma'abi dover hayo machziro loy, and anybody who would lose something, Shevet Don would return the item to him. Asya commander Omar Keteva Hoyo Mahalchim. This Yushalmi is going according to the Manda Omar, who says that they traveled in a box formation. Because according to the Manda Omar, who says that they traveled in a straight line, Kikara, like a beam, it's not necessary to explain the reason why Don was Ma'asif and Cholamachanois was because they were Meruba Bochlusin, they had a large population. It is irrelevant that they had a large population because they can be the Ma'asif al Cholamachanos because they were in back of everybody else. However, according to the Manda Omar, who says Kiteva Hoyu Mahalchim, they traveled in a box formation. Bnei Dun were off to the side, to the north side. So how can they be Ma'asif al Cholamachanos? Therefore, the Yushalmi has to explain that since they were Meruba Bochlusin, they had a large population, their overflow would take them not only from the north side, but also behind the whole Machne, behind the middle and the south side of the Machne. So the Yushalmi is going according to the Manda Omar, Kiteva Hoyu Mahalchim. Umapiklo, and the Raya to the Manda Omar, who says Kiteva Hoyu Mahalchim, is from the Pasuk, Kashu Yachnu Ken Yisou. The way they camped was the way they traveled, just like they camped in a box formation around the Mishkan, so too they traveled the same way in the same formation. And there is a Manda Omar who says that they traveled like a line, like a beam. And they learned it out from the words in this Pasuk, min ma'asef l'chol ha-machnois, from the Pasuk that says that Don was ma'asef l'chol ha-machnois. According to him, it's very good. Since they traveled in a straight line, and Don was in back of the line, they were able to be the ma'asef l'chol ha-machnois. Zok Rashi Eile Mase, Ze Seidu Maseim. This is the order of the way they traveled. Vayisol Bayomahu Nosu. They traveled on that day, even though there were preparations, they were still able to travel on that day. And the pasuk continues. Vayomer Moshe, and Moshe said, Lechayvav ben Reuel to Chayvav the son of Reuel. Chayvav was Yisroi. So Moshe said to Yisroi the son of Reuel, Habinjani, Yisroi was from Midjan. Chayse Moshe, Yisroi was the father-in-law of Moshe. And what did Moshe tell Yisroi? Noisim anachnu, we are traveling now within the next 3 days to Eretz Yisrael. El amokem asher omar Hashem oisoi eten lochem, to the place which Hashem said, this land I will give you. Moshe said, lecho itanu, come with us. Veitavnu loch, we will treat you well. Ki Hashem diber tov al Yisrael, because Hashem spoke good about Klal Yisrael. Vayomer elov, and Yisroi said to Moshe, lo elech, I will not go with you. Rather, I will go back to my land, to my possessions, and to my family in Midjan. Vayomer, and Moshe said, Al no tazav esonu, please do not leave us. And Rashi tells us that the word na over here means a bakosha, a request. Please do not leave us, in order that people should not think that the reason why you became a ger was not out of love for the mitzvahs, but rather because you thought that a ger receives a chelik, a portion in Eretz Yisrael. And when you found out that a ger does not receive a portion, then you left, and that is why you are leaving now. So we are asking you, Al no tazav esonu, please do not leave us. This way, other people won't think that you did not become a ger out of chiba for the mitzvahs. Ki, because it is appropriate for you to stay with us. Al ken yodato chaynosenu ba-midbar, because you knew our campings in the midbar. You saw all the nisim and the gvurois that happened to us in the midbar, v'hayisa lanu le'inoyim, and you were an eyewitness to these events. And since you saw all these miracles, it makes sense that you should come along with us into Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says a second shot that the words v'hayisa lanu le'inoyim is not in the past, that you were an eyewitness for us, but rather in the future. V'hayiso, you will be lanu for us, le'inayim, for a ma'or einayim, for an enlightenment of our eyes. You will be able to answer our questions and be meir einenu, lighten up our eyes with your answers. And the third pshat, which Rashi says, also in the future, v'hayisa lanu le'inoyim, you will be to us like our eyeballs. And just like a person's eyeballs, he is very careful not to touch them, so too we will be very careful how to treat you, and we will love you like the pasuk says, v'ahavtem es ager, one must love the ger. V'hayo kisei lech imanu, and it will be when you will come with us. V'hayo hatoivahu asher yetiv Hashem imanu. The good that Hashem will give us by giving us a portion of land, we will also do good to you and give you also a portion of land temporarily. Because the 500 amis by 500 amis, the fat lands of Yericho, which will be set aside to be given to the one who in his portion the Beis HaMikdash will be built, that portion will be given to you until the Beis HaMikdash will be built. And although over here we do not see what Yisrael's response to what Moshe said was, we see in Parshas Yisroi that Yisroi went back to his land to be Megayer B'nei Mishpachtoi, to be Megayer the people of his family. And then he came back to the Midbar to Kval Yisroel. And his family received the Doshnoi Shel Yerichoi, the fat lands of Yerichoi, until the time that Shevet Binyamin took it away from him, because they were the ones in which their Chelik, the Beis HaMikdash, was built. But it remained in the hands of the children of Yisroi for 440 years. And the pasuk continues, Vayisu mehar Hashem, and they traveled from Har Hashem, from Har Sinai, derech shloishes yamim, a way of 3 days. As the pasuk in Parshas Devarim explains, that their traveling was from Har Sinai until Kadesh Barnea, which was at the entrance of Eretz Yisrael. And that distance was a distance of 11 days. But since Hashem wanted them to enter Eretz Yisrael immediately, he performed a nes, and they were able to travel an 11-day distance in only 3 days. So derech shleishes yamim means that they traveled 3 days, which was really a distance of 11 days. V'aron bris Hashem noisei lefneim derech shleishes yamim. And the Aron bris Hashem went before them, a way of 3 days, losur lohem menucha, to prepare for them a resting place. The Aron bris Hashem would go ahead of them in order to prepare the resting place before they arrive. This Aron was not the Aron which Bezalel made that was inside the Mishkan, but rather this Aron was the Aron that Moshe made that went out to war with them, and inside this Aron was the Shivrei Luchais, the broken Luchais. And as Malbim explains, this Aron would go ahead of Klal Yisrael and prepare the place where they would rest, where they would camp, and make sure that there was water and trees in that area. That's what it means, losur lahem menucha, to prepare for them a place of rest. V'anan Hashem aleihem yoimam b'nosam min ha'machane. And the Onan was over them during the day when they traveled from the camp. And Rashi tells us that in the parasha of traveling, it says Onan 7 times. And this is to teach us that there were always 7 clouds surrounding Klal Yisrael. One on each side, which is 4. One on top, one on bottom is 6. And one in front, which was the 7th. And the cloud would raise the low areas and lower the high areas. This way they would always travel on flat land and also kill nechoshim ve'akravim, snakes and scorpions that were on their path. So they had 2 things that prepared their way for them. The Aron, which would prepare trees and water, and the Anon, which would smooth the land out for them and also kill the snakes and scorpions in their path. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Choftes, Choyvav, Hu Yisroi. Choyvav is Yisroi. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Mibinei Choyvav, Choysei Moshe. The children of Choyvav, and who was Choyvav? Choysei Moshe, the father-in-law of Moshe. So we see that Yisroi was called by the name Choyvav. And if Yisroi is Choyvav, so when the Pasuk says Choyvav ben Ru'uel, Ru'uel must be the father of Yisroi. So the question is, Umatam Loimar, how can the Pasuk say in Parashat Shemois, Vatavoino, and the daughters of Yisroi came El Ru'uel Aviem to Ru'uel their father, if Ru'uel is their grandfather, like we see from this Pasuk? Malamed Rashi answers that it comes to teach us, Shati Noikers Karin La Avi Avihen Abo. Grandchildren can call their grandfather by the name of Abo, father. So although Ru'uel was actually their grandfather, the pasuk over there says that they came to Ru'uel their father, which can also mean their grandfather, because they call their grandfather by the name of father. Ushemois harba hayuloi, and Yisroi had many names. There is also another gear in Rashi, Ushnei Shemois hayuloi. Yisroi had 2 names. Yeser al shem sheyeser parsha achas ba'Torah. One name was Yeser because he added a parsha in the Torah, in Parashas Yisroi, the parasha of the advice that Yisroi gave Moshe how to judge Klal Yisrael by adding helpers to help him judge. And also his name was Chovav al Shechovav v'Satorah, because he loved the Torah. So here his name was Chovav because he loved the Torah. If you look at Rashi in Parashas Yisroi, you will see over there that Rashi says that Yisroi had seven names: Reuel, Yeser, Yisroi, Chovav, Chever, and Keni. So one of the names was Reuel. So it comes out according to that, that Reuel was Yisroi, and Yisroi's father was also called Reuel. According to that pshat, when the pasuk says Vatavoina el Reuel Aviem, the daughters of Yisroi came to Reuel their father, it means that they actually came to Yisroi who was called Reuel. And both father and son were called by the same name. The Mefarshim explain why specifically over here does the Torah use the name Chovav to refer to Yisroi. And they answer because Chovav means Shechovav es HaTorah. Yisroi loved the Torah. And you should not think that the reason why Yisroi did not immediately want to agree to Moshe to stay was because he did not like the Torah. But rather, Chovav es HaTorah, he loved the Torah. He just wanted to go back to be Megayer b'nei Mishpachtoi, to be Megayer the rest of his family in Midyan. Zok Rashi, Noisim Anachnu El Amokoim, we are traveling to the place. Miyad, immediately, Ad Gimel Yomim, within the next 3 days. Anu nechnasin la'oretz, we are entering Eretz Yisrael. Shebemasezeh harishoyim, by this first travel from Har Sinai, nosu, they traveled almanas likonis la'Eretz Yisrael, with intent to enter Eretz Yisrael right away. Ela only shechotu ben misoinanim, they did the avera of the misoinanim, which is later on in the parasha. Therefore, they did not enter Eretz Yisrael immediately. Zok Rashi umipnei ma shotaf Moshe atzma imohem. Why did Moshe include himself with them by saying, Noisim Anachno, we are traveling into Eretz Yisrael, when he was not going to enter Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi Sha'adai lo nigzru gzera olav. The decree that Moshe would not enter Eretz Yisrael was not yet decreed upon him, because the Mei Meriva, which is in Parashas Chukas, did not happen yet. Ukesavar shu nichnas, and therefore he thought at this point that he would enter Eretz Yisrael, and that's why he said, Noisim anachnu, we will enter Eretz Yisrael. And the Sifsei Chachamim asks, how can Rashi say that Moshe thought that he was going to enter Eretz Yisrael if we see in a few places in previous parashiyos that Moshe knew that he would not enter Eretz Yisrael? First of all, we see in Parashas Shemos, the pasuk says that Moshe said, Shlachno biyat tishlach. When Hashem was trying to persuade Moshe to go to Paroi, Moshe said, Shlach no biyat tishlach, send with the one that you will always send. I will not enter Eretz Yisrael, so why do you want to send with me? But rather send with Yeshua, who will lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So we see that Moshe knew that he would not enter. Sifsei Chacham answers that over there, he knew that he would not be the leader to lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, but he did think that he would enter Eretz Yisrael. And he was just telling Hashem, Shlach no biyat tishlach, send Klal Yisrael through Yeshua, who will be their leader, and not through me, who would just enter and not be their leader at the time that they enter. Sifsei Chachamim also asks, from the last pasuk in Parashas Shemos, where the pasuk says, Atosira, Hashem told Moshe, now you will see what will happen to Paroi, but you will not see what will happen to the kings of the seven umos in Eretz Yisrael. So we see that Moshe knew that he would not enter Eretz Yisrael. Sifsei Chachamim answers that there too we can say that Moshe thought he would enter, he just thought that he would not be there for the entire conquering of Eretz Yisrael, which took 14 years. So that's what the pasuk means by Atosira. Now you will see how the conquering of Paro will take place, but you will not see the complete conquering of the Zion Umos. And a third place where seemingly Moshe knew that he would not enter Eretz Yisrael is in Parshas B'Shalach by the Shira, where he says, Tivi Emoi V'sita Emoi, you will bring them and plant them in Eretz Yisrael. So it says you will bring them, excluding himself. So we see that Moshe thought that he was not entering. Sifsei Chacham answers that there too Moshe did not know, and it was just Nibo V'lo Yoda Ma Nibo, he said a Nevuah, but really did not understand what he was saying. So although he said, Tivi Ema, you will bring them, he did not know that he was excluding himself when he said that, because in his mind he thought that he was entering Eretz Yisrael. Zok Rashi, Yisroi said, El Arzi V'el Meilarati, Im Bishvil Nechosai, I will go back because of my possessions. Im Bishvil Mishpachti, I will go back to be Megayer my family. And Moshe said, Al No Tazov Yisonu, Ein No El Loshem Bakosha, The word na over here means a request, because sometimes na can mean now, and sometimes na can mean please. Over here, na means please. Ein na el lashon bakasha. The word na over here means a request. Please do not leave us. Shela yomru, because people should not say lo niskay Yisrael mechiba. Yisrael was not niskayer out of love of the mitzvahs. Savar hayesh yesh legerim chelik ba'aretz. He thought that gerim get and receive a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Achshav shero she'ein lohem chelik. Now that he sees that they do not receive a chelik, he nicham v'halach lohem. He left them and he went away from Klal Yisrael. Therefore, we are pleased asking you not to leave us. Ki alken yodata chanoiseinu ba'midbar. Ki no'el lecho lasay zois. The word ki means because. Ki, because. No'el lecho lasay zois. It is appropriate for you to do this and stay with us. Ala she yodata chanoiseinu ba'midbar. Because you knew our encampments in the midbar. V'ro iso nise mugvures shenasalonu. And you saw the miracles and the great might that was done to us. Therefore, you should stay with us and enter Eretz Yisrael with us. Ki alken yodata, kimoi al asher. The word alken means al asher yodata. And the pasuk reads like this. Why should you stay with us? Ki, because it is appropriate for you to stay with us. Al asher yodata chanoiseinu ba-midbar, because you knew our encampments in the midbar and you were an eyewitness to all the events. And Rashi brings other places where we find ki al kein explained similar to the way we explained it over here. First of all, kemoi ki al kein lo nisati el shela bani. In Parshas Vayeshev, Yehuda said that Tamar wanted to have relations with me ki because al asher lo nisati el shela bani, I did not give her to shela my son. So ki means because, and al kein means al asher. So too, ki al kein avartem al avdechem. Avram said to the Archim that you should stay and eat by me, ki because, al kein al asher avartem al avdechem, because you pass by avdechem, your servant. And also we see, Lot said, ki al kein bo b'tzel karasi, Lot told the people of Sodom, do not harm my guests, ki because, al asher bo b'tzel karasi, because they came in the shade of my beams. And we find also that Yaakov said, ki al kein ro'isi ponecho, that you should take my gift, ki, because it is proper for you to take my gift. Al asher ra'isi ponecho, because I saw your face, and when I see your face, it reminds me of your malach. So in all these instances, ki means because, and al kein means al asher. V'ha'yisa lanu le'inoyim, and you were an eyewitness to these events. Lashon avar ketargumai. According to this pshat, v'ha'yisa is in the past, like Targum says. Dava acher lashon osid. Another pshat is, v'ha'yisa means, and you will be. Kol davar davar sheyisalim me'inenu, anything that will be hidden from our eyes, tia me'ir einenu, you will enlighten our eyes, and you will tell us the answer. Davar acher, a third pshat, shetehei choviv olenu kegalgal einenu, you will be beloved to us, just like the eyeballs of our eyes. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, v'haftem es hager, you shall love the ger. And just like a person is very careful with his eyes, so too we will be very careful with you and treat you properly. V'hoyo hatoivahu, and this good that Hashem will do to us, we will bestow upon you. Ma toiva heitivuloi, what good did they do to Yisrael? Amru, they said, kishehoy Yisrael mechalken es haoretz, when Klal Yisrael will divide Eretz Yisrael, hoya doishne shel Yerichoy tafkuf ama al tafkuf ama. The fat lands of Yerichoy was 500 amis by 500 amis. Venichu milachlik, and they left it and did not divide it among the Shvatim. Amru, they said, Mi sheyivne beis hamikdash b'chelkoi, the one who the beis hamikdash will be built in his portion, hu yitlenu, he will take these 500 amis by 500 amis. U benkach nosnu levnei Yisrael. And in the meantime, they gave it to the children of Yisrael. Liyanadav ben Rechav, to the family of Yonadav ben Rechav. Shenema, like the pasuk says, uvenei keini choysem Moshe, and to the children of Keini. Keini was Yisrael, who was the father-in-law of Moshe. Alu me'ir atmarim, they went up from the city of Dates, which was Yerichoy. So we see that the family of Yisrael eventually did receive this land, the Doshne shel Yerichoy, and they had it for a total of 440 years, and then gave it over to the Bnei Binyamin. Zok Rashi, Derech Shloishes Yomim, they went away of 3 days. Why does it say Derech Shloishes Yomim and not Shloishes Yomim? Mahalach Shloishes Yomim, it was a way of 3 days, Holchu b'yom echad, that they went in 1 day. What Rashi means to say is that they traveled a distance of 11 days in 3 days, which comes out that each one of those 3 days was a distance of more than 3 days. That's what Rashi means. Mahalach shloishes yomim holchu biyom echad. Each one of those 3 days, they traveled a distance of more than 3 days. Shehoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafes lahachnisam la'oretz miyad. Because Hashem wanted them to enter Eretz Yisrael immediately. V'aron b'ritz Hashem nosea lefneim derech shloishes yomim. Ze ha'oron hayoytzei imoyim lemuchamo. This was the oron that went out with them to the war. Uboi shivrei luchais. And inside of this oron was the broken luchais. Munachim, resting. Umaktim lefneim derech shloishes yomim. And this oron would go ahead of them a distance of 3 days, l'sakin lehem makam chaniyah, to prepare for them a place of rest, as the Malbim explains, with water and trees. Banan Hashem aleim yoimom, and the onon was over them during the day. Shiva anonim ksuvim b'maseim. The word onon, cloud, is written 7 times by their traveling. Arba midal ruchais, 4 clouds, one on each side. Ve'echad l'mal ve'echad l'mata. One on top and one on bottom. Ve'echad l'fneihem, and one in front of them. What were the purpose of these clouds? Manmech es hagvoya. It lowered the highlands. Umagbia es hanomoch. And raised the lowlands. Vahoyreg nechoshim vakravim. And killed snakes and scorpions. And these clouds were also with Klal Yisrael. Benoso min amachaneh. When they traveled min amachaneh. Mimokim chaniyoson. From the place of their resting.